Andrew Turner.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. It costs more to deliver public services on an island with no link to the mainland. For instance, we can't get help from the mainland fire services in the event of a major emergency in less than an hour. So capability must be maintained to a higher level to secure the safety of islanders and their visitors. That is just one example of the extra costs. There are many others which have never been properly recognised in successive local government funding formulae. Back in 2002, the Isle of Wight was set to lose the additional cost allowance, the ACA. The island was counted in with much more affluent Hampshire. The then Labour government decided to change the rules, resulting in the island being too small to qualify for the ACA on its own. The former leader of the Liberal Council, Shirley Smart, and I had to explain why the council couldn't manage without it. And the Elliott Review, a major study of local government finance, had been published in 1996, when Professor Elliott had recommended that further research was needed into disparities in non-labour costs for only two councils, the Isle of Wight and the Isles of Scilly. The research has not, of course, been given the chance to carry it out. Nick Rainsford, the then Minister for Local Government and the Regions, eventually agreed that we would continue to receive the ACA. It did not specifically recognise the extra cost of delivering services on an island. Nonetheless, we would continue to receive the £3 million or so a year. Over the years, the method of funding local government has changed, but the benefits of the island getting the ACA remain buried somewhat in the unfathomable formulae that made up the annual settlements, although I'm told the value decreases over the years. But when the move away from the government grant to local funding was announced, it became clear that this would make the Isle of Wight's council difficult, even more severe. Indeed, they could not find a way to carry on beyond this year. For the first time in many years, the Isle of Wight Council asked me to assist them to achieve a number of specific, sensible proposals that would help them to change. Madam Deputy Speaker, the announcements made on Monday did not help the island because, quite simply, our issues are unique, something that the Minister has recognised and even the Prime Minister has recognised. We don't qualify for transitional help because the settlement, based on the existing formulae, did not disadvantage us. It was the formula itself that disadvantaged us. We don't qualify for the rural sparsity grant because you can't live very far from a town on an island only 23 miles by 13. With the announcement that there was to be a fair funding review, I realised that my honourable friend and my right honourable friend recognise that there are some problems unresolved even by the revised settlement. So if I can get to the real costs of delivering services on an island recognised, we will find a long-term solution to a very long-term problem. But we still had the problem of getting to the review. The future of the Isle of Wight Council beyond this year was not secure. Money is in short supply, but when there is not so much to go around, it is then that resources must be shared most fully. So I'm very grateful for the discussions I have had with my right honourable friend, the Secretary of State, about this problem. And I thank him very much for his offer to visit the island and find the necessary flexibilities for the Council to find a way through the challenges until a fair funding settlement can be put in place. I'll be honest, I had decided against the settlement this afternoon, but I based our discussions, I will be supporting the government this year, and I trust them to deliver on those proposals over the coming months. I must say I'm very proud that it is a Conservative government that is doing what was not done for the past 10 years, and I'm looking forward to working with the government and on a cross-party basis on the island for the benefit of the Isle of Wight and all its islanders.